owning the world. Several days ago, a press report surfaced that was among the most outstanding I've ever seen. The headline bore a curious equation. 85 equals 3.5 billion. At first, it made no sense until I read the body of the article. It explained 85 people had wealth and assets equal to 3.5 billion people the world over. I had to reread it. 85 individuals had personal wealth equal to 3.5 billion people, or half the world. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that unbelievable? Isn't that astonishing? If ever we doubted how unequally wealth is distributed in the world, along comes this fact. If the Occupy movement hadn't been beaten back into the shadows, their remarkable call, "We are the 99%," or "Down with the 1%, would have to be revisited. For instead of 1%, it'd be 1/100 of 1%. 85 people, maybe 1/1000th. Rome, infamous for its rich and corrupt Senate, never saw such inequality as this. Marx, for all of his acumen, never saw this coming. This vast wealth is especially obscene in an era of austerity, when budgets are cut, schools are closed, and prisons experience population booms. The politicians who serve this tiny, wealthy class cut more and more as Congress fills its own ranks with more and more millionaires. They are those who scream, "No new taxes," on the wealthiest people in the world. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.